This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golz. In our last visit, we made a list of character flaws exhibited by false teachers as seen in 1 Thessalonians 2, 3-6. In contrast, let's make a list of character strengths to look for as seen in the same verses. Verse 2, Paul indicates he sought the help of God to give him courage following the suffering he endured in Philippi and the opposition he faced in Thessalonica. With God's help, he and his partners fearlessly dared to proclaim the gospel there. Paul made it clear he was not trying to please men. His concern was to please God. He knew God is the one who tests and knows our hearts. We can't fool him. He had the strong conviction he was approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. Paul declared his confidence came as a result of relying upon God's witness to authenticate his ministry. The picture you get from this list, in contrast to the one we considered before, is the following. His ministry did not revolve around his own interests or benefits. He was concerned about one thing alone, being faithful to God. He would leave the results of his ministry in the hands of God. He didn't resort to trickery or deception or flattery. If men didn't praise him, that was okay, so long as God approved him. There is a ring of authenticity when we approach the Christian life and our service for God with that kind of attitude and conviction. So let me ask you, are you getting input from men or women of character? Do a reality check. In closing, I want to thank God for his faithfulness in helping us produce this program. Today's program is number 6,000. I'd like to hear from you. Would you go to my website and write me, gettinggodsmessage.org.